Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 383 for Monday, May 9th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were mixed Monday morning, seeing some consolidation to start the week after posting sharp gains on Friday. Canola is down $2 to up a dollar in early activity, the most active July contract up 80 cents at $511.30 per ton. That July contract had moved initially lower in overnight activity as profit-taking came forward after prices hit their highest levels in 9 months on Friday. However, that selling pressure was short-lived and values recovered to continue their upward trend this morning. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar contributed to the strength in canola. Ongoing dryness in parts of Western Canada were also supportive. However, losses in Chicago soy oil and soybeans did put some pressure on values, and the new crop months were moving lower. The large South American soybean crop and relatively favorable conditions for seeding soybeans in the U.S. were also bearish influences in the background. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are mostly lower, with the relatively favorable Midwestern weather a bearish influence across the board. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report tomorrow, and positioning ahead of those numbers was another feature today. Soybeans, they're down 6 to 9 cents, the July contract down 9 at $10.25 per bushel. Beans ran into technical resistance last week, and fund profit-taking was behind some of today's early declines. About a fifth of intended U.S. soybean acres are thought to be in the ground by now. That's ahead of normal and contributed to the softer tone. However, the ongoing production issues in Argentina did remain supportive. Corn is down 4 to 5 cents, the July contract down 5 at $3.72 per bushel, as that market took some direction from the declines in soybeans. U.S. corn seeding is close to two-thirds complete, that's somewhat bearish, but solid export demand did keep corn underpinned, while declining production estimates out of China were also supportive. For wheat, prices are down 5 to 7 cents, the July contract in Chicago down 6 at $4.57 per bushel. While weather concerns in parts of the U.S. plains were a bit supportive, wheat crops elsewhere in the world are generally looking good. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, May 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.